Korach, not an easy sugya. Okay, last time we started Korach's two complaints, or Korach's two challenges. Really one challenge, which he expressed with two questions. Right, Korach's basic challenge is, why should anyone be better than anyone else? The Torah belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. And Kol Eida Kulam Kedoshim. So what do you need a Moshe for? What do you need an Aaron for? And Korach posed the famous two questions. If you have a garment that's entirely made of Tcheles, do you need one string to stand apart? If you have a room that's filled with svarim, do you need a little mezuzah at the doorway? And we began to explain the mistake of Korach last time. We began to explain how the miyuchad nature of Klal Yisrael requires that certain things have to be miyuchad. Right? Just like the tzitzis string brings me to the awareness of the kisei hakavod. But the Kisei HaKavod is set apart, so too you need a leader. You need a Klal Yisrael that has a Rosh, and that Rosh is Moshe and Aaron. And we'll see tonight, maybe if we have time, hopefully we'll get to it, how Moshe and Aaron might correspond to that strand of Tcheles and to that little mezuzah by the doorway. But before we get there, the real challenge again of Korach on a simple level is what do you need an Aaron a Kohen for? What do you need a Kohen Gadol? Everyone should be a Kohen Gadol. That's where we ended off. He wanted everyone to be like a Kohen Gadol. So the Maharal, as he did in the previous parak, when he explained Moshe Rabbeinu's name, Mem Shin Hei, tonight he explains Aaron's name. And it's even more creative. It's brilliant. He writes, V'yira ki al zeh mora shem Aaron. We know a person's name is their essence. And I love to think about this. It's so important to try to understand, right, the essence of your name. How does my name help me to understand my mission in this world? What is the meaning behind my name? What are the letters that my name is made up of? What is the gematria of my name? There's a lot to unpack in a name that was given to a Jew. There's a Ruach HaKodesh that parents have when they name their children. And it's a very deep thing. So obviously Moshe and Aaron, the names of our greatest tzaddikim, their names are very, very significant. So what is hinted to in the name Aaron? What is Aleph, Hey, Resh, Nun? So he writes, Ki mitchila nivu Yisrael mena umos. Aaron underwent three selections. First, there's a selection of Klal Yisrael from the nations of the world. Va'achar kach nivcharu halaviyah mitoch Yisrael. And once you've distinguished Klal Yisrael from the rest of the world, so now there's a Shevet Levi, which is set apart from the rest of the other Shvatim. Va'achar kach nivcharu ha'kohanim min ha'leviyim. And then within Shevet Levi, there's a selection of Kohanim from the Leviyim. Va'achar kach kohen gadol, kohen harosh. And then within Kohanim, there's a designated Kohen Gadol. Now we'll see, in the world of the Maharal, this is called three selections. Kohen Gadol is not really a selection, as we'll explain. But the three selections are Bechiras Yisrael, Bechiras HaLeviyim, and Bechiras HaKohanim. V'hinei hayel Aaron gimel Bechiras Elu. So Aaron, in many senses, was the recipient of three selections. Not only was he selected to be a Jew, not only was he selected to be a member of Shevet Levi, but he was even selected to be a Kohen, and as a subcategory of the third selection, Kohen Gadol. V'lakach amar Moshe. So Moshe says to Adas Korach, Moshe says, Boker v'yoda Hashem es asher lo, v'es hakadosh v'hikrive lov, v'es asher yivchar bo yakrive lov. Says Moshe Rabbeinu to the Adas Korach, in the morning it'll be known, Hashem will make known, V'yoda Hashem, Hashem will make known, Es Asher Lo, who is His, V'es HaKadosh V'Hikriv Elav, who is holy and brought close to Him, V'es Asher Yivchar Bo Yakriv Elav. So says the Maharal, Moshe Rabbeinu is alluding to these three selections. Klomar, She'yesh Ba'aron Gimel Bechiros. Aaron, right, because again, it's really the showdown is between Aaron versus the Adas Korach. So Moshe is hinting to the fact that you think you're gonna prove that you deserve to be Kohen Gadol. No, don't you understand? Aaron has been triply selected. And it's hinted to in each of these three phrases of Moshe Rabbeinu. Klomar sheyesh ba'aron gimel bechiros. Aaron is subject to three selections. Neged harishon, corresponding to the first selection, namely the fact that he's selected as a Jew from amongst the nations of the world. Mashahuvchu Yisrael mena umos. The selection of Klal Yisrael is hinted to in the pasuk V'yoda Hashem Es Asher Lo. Hashem will make known those that are His, namely Klal Yisrael. Right? We are Hashem's children. We are His unique nation. V'lo hizker kan yakriv. And by the selection of Klai Yisrael, it doesn't mention specifically yakriv. Why? Because not every Jew is a makriv. Not every Jew is involved in hakravas hakarbanos. Not every Jew works in the Beis HaMikdash. The Jewish people as a whole do not serve as his priestly class, as Hashem's priestly class. But corresponding to the second selection, namely the fact that he's a Levi, for there it says, regarding the Levi selection, it says, Amar ve'es hakadosh ve'hikriv elav. Not only does Hashem bring them closer, but Hashem assigns them as what? As those who are involved in the Hakrava, in the Karbanos. As Unkelish translates, V'hikriv elav, Yakriv lishimushe, that they will be involved in the Shimush, in the Avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. That's level two. But Moshe says, you'll see, tomorrow not only will Hashem prove that Aaron is part of those who are Asher Lo, namely Jewish, and not only is he HaKadosh V'hikriv elav part of Shevet Levi, but V'neged, Mash, Nivchu HaKohanim, he's not only just a Levi, he's a Kohen. It says, Ve'eis asher yivchar bo, yakrive elav. A third lashon of drawing even closer. Namely, how the Kohanim will be set apart from the Levium. Now, how is this hinted to in Aaron's name? So says the Maharal, an amazing thing. The Maharal says, so we have three selections. Okay. We need to know one other concept in the worldview of the Maharal. And that is, and a concept we find in Torah sources, but the Maharal elaborates on here and connects it to the letters of Aaron's name. The Maharal says, "Umipnei sha'emtzei la'olam nivchar." The middle, any middle children out there? Anyone here a middle child? Right? I'm an oldest. You know, often people think the middle child's got a bad place in the lineup. If you're the oldest, you get certain privileges. If you're the youngest, you get spoiled in a certain way. If you're the middle, that stinks. That's the worst. Right? But the Maharal says, no. In the Torah worldview, the middle is actually the best. Why is the middle the best? Why is the emtzei, the nivchar, the most, you know, selected? And the answer is, as we see, sharei Eretz Yisrael, shehi be'emtza hayishuv. Eretz Yisrael is sort of the middle of the world, is selected for Kedusha. Yerushalayim, which is the middle of Eretz Yisrael, is even more select. Right, is even more special. Beis HaMikdash, which is in the middle of Yerushalayim, is Nivchar Yoser L'Kedusha. It's interesting. If I asked you, where does Shabbos fall out in the week? You would say it's the end of the week. Or maybe if you said, well, Shabbos is the Makor HaBracha, everything draws from Shabbos, so maybe Shabbos is the beginning of the week and everything follows Shabbos. But on a certain level, Shabbos actually is the middle of the week. We talk in Halacha 3 days before Shabbos, 3 days after Shabbos. Right? If someone writes in a halachic document before Shabbos, after Shabbos, we know you could say Havdalah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's still considered after Shabbos. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is already Hachana for the coming Shabbos. So Shabbos actually is the centerpiece of the week. He writes here in the footnotes of the edition that I'm using, the Medrash says in Baaloscha, El mul p'nei ha-menorah ya'iru shivas ha-neiros, says Rabbi Nassan, right? When we talk about the ner ha-emtza'i, from here we learn the Ner HaMa'aravi, HaEmtza'i Mechubad. The middle is Mechubad. Or the Gemara in Megillah says that the Emtza'i is Meshubach. Or the Gemara in Yuvamis on Daf Mem Gimel says that the Emtza'i is Shalem. There's something very wholesome about being in the middle. There's something very balanced about being in the middle. It's interesting. Yaakov, I'm just thinking now, even though Yaakov is the third of the Avos, but if you look at it in terms of the Sviros, Yaakov actually is the one who represents middle. He's balanced. Chesed, Avram's on the right side. Yitzchak, Gvura's on the left side. Yaakov, Tiferes, even though he's the third, but he's the balance. He's the middle. So the middle, in a certain sense, is very desirable. How do we see that Aaron, because he is selected and selected and selected, that means he somehow represents a very balanced person, which we see about Aaron. Aaron is Oev Shalom, Verodev Shalom. He's able, Shalom means balance. Shalom is equilibrium. So look at the name of Aaron. Okay? Aleph, Hey, Resh, Nun. Says the Maharal, let's start with the Resh. The Resh is a middle letter. How is the Resh a middle letter? In what way is Resh a middle letter? Well, in the hundreds column, right? In the hundreds, in the using using gematria. So in the hundreds, we have kuf, and we have resh, and we have shin, and we have taf. But in a certain sense, since shin is 300, right, when I'm using 1, 2, 3, so that means, I guess, 2 is going to be a middle. So that means in the hundreds column, so to speak, resh, which is 200, is the middle. Kiaos resh hu emtsa'i b'meos. Resh represents the middle of the hundreds. Okay, why? Because shin is os gimel. Shin is sort of the equivalent of 300. And if there's a 3, that means there's a 1 and a 2. And that means 2 is the middle. So 200 is the middle. V'hu rov osios hameos. V'einza emtsa'i. Shin already is the majority of the hundred section of the letters. So therefore, where's the middle? The middle must be the resh. Aval ha-resh hu chatzi osios hameos. Resh is sort of the middle of the hundreds. Va'emse'i omed b'chatzi hadavar. Right? That's why the resh is sort of the middle. Okay. So resh represents middle. Again, what we're saying is that what? Emse'i is mora al-bechira. Again, if you're in the middle, that means you're select. And if you're emse'i, you're mora al-bechira. Emse'i alludes to selection. Okay? So therefore, Aaron has a resh alluding to one of the selections of Aaron. Again, Aaron underwent 3 selections. He's a Jew, he's a Levi, he's a Kohen. So resh represents one level of selection. V'kfar amarnu ki emse'i mora ala b'chira mitoch haklal. As I just told you a moment ago, says the Maharal, being in the middle means that you're selected from the group. V'zeu negen ha-b'chira harishona. So this corresponds to the first selection. Shohuv chur Yisrael mena umos. That the Jews were selected from the nations of the world. Okay. Nun. The Nun of Aharon is also a emse'i, a middle letter, because when you look at the tens column, so to speak, of the letters, of the Hebrew letters, right, you have Yud, Chaf, Lamed, Mem, 4, Nun in the middle, and then Samach, Ayin, Pei, Tzadi, 4 more on the other side. So Nun is sort of the middle letter of the tens, right? Yud being 10, Chaf being 20, 30, 40. So 50 is the middle between 10 and 90. Okay, interesting. So that corresponds, V'hu neged b'chira shnia. That corresponds to the second selection of Aaron, Shehuvchu ha-leviyim in Yisrael. Namely, that he was not only selected as a Jew, he was selected as a Levi. What about the letter He? He is also a middle. He is also a selection. Again, select means being in the middle. Middle means being select. Hey is also a middle letter, right? Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, that's 4. Hey in the middle. And then Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes on the other side. 4 on each side. Hey in the middle. So the 3 letters, Hey, Resh, and Nun, are all, so to speak, middle letters corresponding to what? The middle being selected. Neged Masha, Huvchu, HaKohanim, and HaLeviim, Shenivchu. This third one corresponds to the third selection that he's a Kohen. What is the Aleph of Aaron? Now that we've worked out the hay and the resh and the nun, v'ha'alif sheyesh b'shem Aaron, aleph alludes to what? Aleph is the rosh, it's the first letter, alluding to the fact that Aaron is the rosh of something, namely the rosh of the Kohanim, what we would call the Kohen Gadol. That's not a madrega on its own, it's part of Kohanim. It's not a separate selection, but it's really just the best of Kohanim. So aleph, hey, resh, nun, means that he's the Rosh of the Hay of the Kohanim, which is the Resh to the Nun. He's the head of the Kohanim, which is a selection from the Levium, which is a selection of Klai Yisrael, which is a selection from the world. Very fascinating. The Aleph Shem Aaron Hu Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaRosh Ala Kohanim, the Fichach Yesh Bo Aleph. Again, Aleph being the first letter of the Hebrew alphabet, alluding to the Rosh. Umikol Makom, Lo nikra ze b'chira klal. We wouldn't call that a separate selection. Kimasha nivchu akohanim in a levim hu shem acher lagamri. That which someone is called a Kohen as opposed to a Levi, right? It's a different name, it's a different category, it's a different selection. But to be called Kohen Gadol is still called Kohen, it just means the best Kohen. Avamasha nivchu akohen Gadol l'rosh ein ze shem acher. It's not called by another name, you're still part of that class called Kohanim. Rakshahu Kohen HaGadol, you're the best Kohen, you're the top Kohen, you're the Aleph Kohen. Lefichach b'shem Aaron os Aleph. So therefore Aaron has an Aleph in his name. Amazing. Who thinks like this? Hare lecha ki shem Aaron hu shenivchar v'nisyachid legamrei. So the name Aaron means selected and selected and selected, a chazaka almost of selection, with an Aleph on top, the Kohen Gadol, Harei Lacha Kishem Aaron Hu Anivcha V'Nesiachid Lagamri. So Aaron is completely the chosen one. Okay? And that's what Moshe is saying to Adas Korach. Tomorrow you're going to see. Tomorrow, Boker V'Yoda Hashem V'Sasher Lo, V'Sakadosh V'Yakrive Lov, V'Esasher Yivchar Bo Yakrive Lov. You'll see how Aaron is triply selected. Okay? Friends, let's go one more step. We'll do one more step tonight. Hare ki kol tainas Korach hayasharatza shiwa kol kohanim. Korach again, his issue was, why should anyone be selected at all? Why can't everyone be a Kohen? Umosha hayamochiach lahem. Moshe tries to rebuke them and say to them, your way of thinking is incorrect. She'ein roi rak shia echad. Moshe says, we are a people who are defined by what? Echad. We are the people who are servants of Kel Echad. We're people who worship a Torah Achas. We're a people of ones. Umipnei ki shnei dvarim. Shehem halimud v'hamaisa hayu l'shnei achim hanichbadim. Moshe and Aaron each were distinguished in their own way, both in terms of limud and in terms of ma'asa, in terms of learning and in terms of action. Ki Moshe hayu mekabel ha-Torah. This is very interesting. That Moshe is the one who receives the Torah, who teaches the Torah, so to speak, v'lamdo l'chol Yisrael, and teaches it to Klal Yisrael, v'Aaron, who's a Kohen, who's a priest, who's a worker, a Kohen is an Ovid, works in the Beis HaMikdash, v'Aaron Kohen Gadol mevi lidei Maisa. Interesting, this brother duo of Moshe and Aaron sort of represents Limud and Maisa, study and action, ki hayu ovdin HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yidei Aaron v'avodas HaKarban. Aaron, of course, is the head of the Beis HaMikdash, he's in charge of the Karbanos. Lakach hayimidama Aaron el chutchel tcheles. So now let's go back to Korach's two complaints. Why do I need a string of tcheles when the whole garment is tcheles? Why do I need a mezuzah at the door when the whole room is filled with svarim? Aaron a Kohen sort of represents that strand of tcheles. Why? Ki achutchel tcheles mevi lidei maisa. What are you supposed to think about when you see your tzitzis? The Torah is very clear. Dichsiv. Ureisem also, you'll see that tcheles strand. Uzechartem is kol mitzvos Hashem, va'asisem osam. That's Aaron. He's a Kohen. He's a worker. Aaron is that strand, that individual who's set apart to work for Hashem in a unique way, who reminds us of kol haTorah kula, like that single strand reminds us of all the mitzvos. V'chein Aaron al yado hayu ovdim b'masa el Hashem yisparach, v'zeo avodas hakarbanos. This is what Aaron represents. That string that set apart, that so to speak oversees the avoda, v'lakach Aaron doma l'chutzal tchilas l'gamri hamevi lidei maisa. And therefore Korach is challenging and saying, if the whole garment is tchilas, if everyone is an eved Hashem, so why do I need a kohen gadol? Why do I need someone whose avoda is set apart? And how does he challenge Moshe? What's Korach's second complaint? Ukeneged Moshe. And corresponding to Moshe, who receives the Torah from Shemayim and teaches it to Klal Yisrael, hayamevi mashal min abayis mali svarim. He compares it to what? To a room, a house that is filled with svarim, with holy books. Ki haTorah siv salanu likvo mezuzah al abayis, because the Torah has told us to place a mezuzah on the doorpost. Kedei likvo banu Torah Hashem Yisbarach. In order that what? That the Torah should be absorbed inside of us. But Korach says, why do I need Moshe Rabbeinu to give shir? I know how to learn on my own. I know how to study on my own. I have my own. I received the Torah from Hashem. Kedichsiv v'mezuzah. The mezuzah is to remind us that what? V'dibarta bam b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'gomer u'chsavtam amezuzos b'veisecha v'sharecha. The mezuzah is the reminder to what? To study Torah, to learn. So if I have a house full of svarim, if all of Klal Yisrael are Talmidei Chachamim who know how to learn, why do I need a Rebbe like a Moshe Rabbeinu? That's what Korach was asking. V'yasover ki b'ayis mali svarim b'vaday pater min ha-mezuzah. Achar shemitzvah ha-mezuzah kedei l'kvo abanu, Torah Hashem Yisbarach. The whole point of mezuzah is to attach ourselves to the Torah of Hashem. But if everyone's already learning Torah, what do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? What do I need a Rosh Yeshiva for? V'kesher yashiv l'moshe, Moshe responds, no. That even a b'ayis mali svarim Potter min ha-mezuzah, shekachai lefi das Korach. Korach, your way of thinking that what? That a room full of svarim should be potter from mezuzah. Yomar im kein, lama lanu adam miyuchad lekabel Torah al yado. This is Korach's question, right? Again, Why, if the answer is going to be what Korach anticipates, that you don't need such a mezuzah, so then Korach is going to say, so then what do I need you for, Moshe? Why do I need you to bring me the Torah? Sharei Efshar Lanu La'Gil Madrigas Torah Below Moshe. A house full of Sfarim doesn't need a mezuzah. A Klal Yisrael full of Torah wisdom doesn't need a Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki Kulanu Kedoshim. We all heard at Har Sinai, Anochi V'lo Yelecha. We all heard at Har Sinai. Right? We all heard Hashem speak at Har Sinai. So what do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? Ve'ein anu tzrichim shetikva banu haTorah yedei Moshe shu yachid. Why do I need a yachid? Why do I need someone to be put on a pedestal, to be set apart? K'moshe ein abayis shu malei sfarim tzarach shetikva bo Torah yedei mezuzah yachidus. Why do I need a special mezuzah for a room that's whole essence is filled with the wisdom of Torah? But of course, again, this is the mistake of Korach. But now we're understanding a little bit deeper again why Korach had to attack on two fronts. The Tcheles, which represents action, corresponds to Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, the worker, the one who does. Why do I need someone to do? Every Jew can do. And the Mezuzah, which represents the study of Torah, the Limud of Torah, that corresponds to Moshe. And again, if every Jew learned from Hashem and Har Sinai, what do I need a Moshe Rabbeinu for? But again, this is all part of the mistaken philosophy of Korach. Okay, so we'll stop here for tonight. And Mirtz Hashem, I guess we'll finish it up. Should we finish it up quickly? What time is it? 9:23. No, let's save it for next time. We'll finish up Korach's mistake next time. There's just a drop more, but we'll save it for next time. I don't want to rush through it. Okay, so but this is all the setup for what Korach's mistaken thinking was. That you don't need a Moshe, you don't need an Aaron. And he's wrong. Even though the Torah belongs to the Klal, but the Torah, because it's so miyuchad, like we learned in the last parak, has to be transmitted through Yechidim. So it's this delicate blend of Klal and Yachid coming together. Okay? All right. Questions? Comments? Reb Jake, you're saying to...
I thought it was only the first two commandments, but that the other through Moses.
Yes. So
that being the case, I'm not following.
Well, Korach's point is he thinks Moshe kind of jumped in. Right? Meaning we usually learn that, you're correct, we usually learn that as saying that we heard the first two and then we asked Moshe to take over because we were, you know, completely overwhelmed by the revelation of God. But the way that Korach understood it is, wait a minute, God was in the middle of talking to us. We obviously are on a level to receive the word of Hashem directly. So who asked you, Moshe, to take over, right? If Hashem wants to convey something to me, he'll talk to me. He did it before. He did it at Har Sinai. He did it the first time he spoke. He did it with the second commandment. So if Hashem wants to keep talking, let Hashem keep talking. Who put you in charge, Moshe?
Well, wasn't it the fear of the people that Moses had to...
So we have such a tradition that the people were overwhelmed and they asked Moshe to take over, right? But from Korach's perspective, Korach apparently, and again, there could be such a strand of thought, right? That maybe there was an accusation. And again, maybe Korach's rewriting the script. Maybe he knew full well that the Jewish people asked Moshe to take over. But on a certain level, he was basically saying, listen, it's clear that God can communicate with all of us. So how did you become, even if we were frightened for a moment and you took over, but why should it be that way? Why should we have such a system? If the Jewish people, if each individual is able to at least hear God speak once, so why can't I hear God speak 613 times? Anything Hashem wants to tell us, he'll tell us. So he thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu was sort of inserting himself in as a middleman. Who appointed you? Same thing with Aaron. Why do I need a Kohen Gadol? Right, we're all holy. We all work for God. So why do I need someone to be set apart? But again, that's a mistaken. It's a mistaken understanding of the role of Yachid and Tzibur, of individual and community. Right? Yes, the Torah belongs to the community, but on a certain level, it has to be, because it is so singular in its nature, it has to be transmitted, at least on a certain level, through a single teacher.
Thank you.
So it's a delicate balance. But you're right, according to the way we usually understand it, yeah, the people asked Moshe Rabbeinu to take over. But Korach is now claiming, Moshe, if Hashem wants to talk to us, he'll talk to us straight. Why do I need you to play middleman? That's Korach's complaint.